We are back, and we've got some new car reviews for you. Richard, we've driven a few cars here of late. One of these, I will apologize, we drove a while back. I actually drove it, but you've been in one as well, and somehow it slipped through the cracks. I don't know how, so Hyundai, we apologize. Normally, we're not this way. We're typically on these right off the bat, but I think that came at a time where we just had a lot of things going on, and it slipped through. But it was a 2023 Hyundai Santa Cruz, and for all of you listening, that's sort of that El Camino-looking vehicle you see running around, which, by the way, Richard, Ford Maverick is similar to that, the Ridgeline similar. I'll tell you, the Santa Cruz, for all intensive purposes, its size and ability, car works great. Fabulous.
Yeah, it's different, right? It's a little bit different than most people are used to, but you get in it, and it's honestly a really fun car. And the price, I think, is right. You can get it for $27,000
yep.
for a really base trim, or you can really step up to the Limited and go up, 42 or, even above that a little bit. But you can still get a crunk. I don't think that's the right word. Sorry,
that's a good way to say it.
But a car with a trunk, car truck, right? That's kind of... So a crux, not a trunk, a crux.
There you go.
We'll go with, right? Because that's what it is. It's funky, but it's fun in its own right. And like you said, that I drove it a few years ago. They didn't really change a whole lot. But that was kind of your first impression of it. And you actually told me, you said, I think your exact words were, wow, I'm really pleasantly surprised.
It is. And again, it's one of those vehicles that you kind of get it. It's got a good look to it. They've done a good job. Hyundai's got some great designers, by the way, as far as the looks go. Really great design. Interior functionality, the way the vehicle runs, drives, handles. I mean, again, they're fitting a niche of somebody that wants that outdoor, storage space where you don't need the full pickup truck, but you also don't want an SUV. Maybe you're hauling some things around where you don't want that. And by the way, the SUVs can tend to be a little noisier because that whole back hatch area makes them a little noisier. This makes things a little bit more quiet. It's got all sorts of accessories you can put, that you can put on it, from roof racks to you name it. And actually, Richard, again, very, very versatile vehicle, coming in several different trim options. You can spec it out to your point. You can get that car really in the high 20s all the way to the low 40s, depending upon how you want to do it, all-wheel drive, etc.
Yep, and it's got a 4-foot bed on it, which again is probably maybe the biggest selling feature, just depending on what you're looking for. And what's really great, that especially at our altitude, it's got an optional turbocharged engine, which works really, really well.
Correct.
Some people, again, I don't have the exact specifications on it. All I can say is that turbocharged engine works
Yeah, if you do the turbo, it's 281 horsepower versus the naturally aspirated 190. So you're adding 90 horsepower roughly to it. And again, at our elevation, would that be one of the upgrades that I would make? Absolutely. And the one we had, I believe, had that actually, by the way, and worked tremendously well. So again, Richard, this is a car that really, for all intents and purposes, and I see him driving around and I just look at it and think, at the end of the day, not a bad choice at all. It works fabulous. If you're only going to have 4 people with you, nothing, or maybe there's only 2 of you in the family, perfect vehicle for that.
Absolutely, and it's all-wheel drive, which is even better. We'll talk about that in the next vehicle here in just a second. And so, yeah, folks, if you're in that market, and again, there's a few other players on the market, kind of that mini truck type deal where you
right.
want a little bit more space, can fit 4, maybe not 4 full-size adults, but 4 people in this car, or the crux, as we're going to call it. Again, 2023 Hyundai Santa Cruz. Head to your local Hyundai dealer. Check it out, and when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.